Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder, and I'm the pastor in the village. Tonight for Vespers, you need this sheet of paper. Tonight we're focusing on our theme for the summer, all the promises of God. I think you should all say that once so we all know it.
All the promises of God.
Wonderful. And we're going to begin tonight. Stuffy and Ron are going to start our Vespers with a spiritual. Our theme this summer, which is very God, comes from a verse from 2 Corinthians 1:20, and here's a little bit more that Paul writes around that. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For Jesus Christ, whom we preached among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in Christ it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the day you have given us and for all the pleasure we have had. We thank you for all your promises, for the yes you give us in Christ, for your gifts of freedom and forgiveness. Guard us this night and bless those we love and keep them safe. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Always with the Holden Summer themes, art is a huge part of making the theme rest in our eyes and our minds and our hearts. And Susanna Goodman, who's head of our craft area and head of our theme art, is going to tell you more about it.
So it says in Malachi that the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. And Ernst Schwitter first used that passage as an inspiration for our Holden logo in 1964. His shield features three characters, a dead branch, a fruited branch, and a sun with boomerang-like wings kind of emanating from it. I became really familiar with the image this winter when we were working on the stained glass windows, which are going to be installed in the new entryway in Koinonia. The guided by stained glass artist Joe Hester, a group of 16 villagers from the winter community constructed these 9 panels, which you can now find in their temporary home in the south-facing windows of the library. It was a really, really fun process constructing them and going through the design process. A few of us sat on the floor of the Creekside room staring at the drawings that were first interpreted in watercolor by Jack Coffey and then by Joe and a number of us in just pen on big butcher paper and then cut in glass and formed in lead. It was a really incredible thing to watch how these layers of the artistic lineage is still evident in those windows. In the completed image, Ernst Schwitter's Trinity is superimposed against the basin, you know, the one between buckskin and copper, that saddle that's been painted, photographed, and printed, sewn, sketched, and sculpted, cut, carved, and crafted more times than anyone can count. But that's one thing that's so beautiful about this community, the depth and breadth of that artistic lineage. Each chalet and lodge is richly layered with generations of innumerable artists' visual articulations of both the skyline and the spirit of this place. And so it is with our contribution, those windows. In them, hopefully, you'll see each Ernst Schwitter's shield, Jack Coffey's watercolor vision, and Joe Hester's eye for glass. Also layered is the ceiling above you. Richard Kemmer's mural, which is what's painted up there, features a sun set back in the northwest corner. His mural is also about the renewal of life through the passage of seasons in this place. I couldn't help but frame his sun with our wing-like rays of healing. I wanted to feel those boomerang-like rays glittering golden overhead in this space of worship. Above us are bits and pieces of cloth from the worship decorations from each of this year's liturgical seasons. Richly layered, the wing-like ripples of rays now hold and enfold all of us. And the promise has been fulfilled. The sun has risen and brought life forth from the earth in our little valley. And summer's here.
Part of learning about all the promises of God together this summer is thinking about them for ourselves and learning more about each of them. If you want to turn around and look at the back wall there with the great big banner that says All the Promises of God. And underneath it on the wall now are all kinds of promises from Scripture, but there are ways to think about those, and all of us can do that. There are signs up there on 2 of the panels in the back that say All the Promises of God are for each of us and all of us. And in the 2 little baskets there are cards that look like this, have the logo on them, in a basket. And you're invited to take one of those and write one of God's promises for you, a scripture verse, a word like peace, hope, joy, comfort, a circumstance, the sun rising with healing, anything that speaks to your heart and mind about all the promises of God. And there are some push pins available back there on the board. And you can just, they're all sort of stuck in the wall up above where the cards are. And so anytime you feel like it, take a card, write a promise for yourself or someone else, and post it on the board with a push pin. And we will share together in all the promises of God. Since our scripture verse for the theme talks about all the promises of God being yes in Christ, we also have this song we've started singing this summer, and God said yes. You have it here, and Paul Hinderly and our children will help us sing it now.
Been willing to get up in front of all of you. When they heard it was about 400 people, some of them said, no, no, no. But God says, yes, yes, yes. And they even know it in American Sign Language, right? Which is yes. And let me see. What do parents sometimes say? No. But as Espen said, they say yes and no. But they say yes, yes, yes. That's what God says in Jesus. And we're going to teach you this song, and you can sing along with us. Norman Hobble wrote this song at Holden Village in 1969. So 41 years ago, Norman, who's from Australia, was an Old Testament scholar at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and then returned to Australia during the time of troubles. But God still said yes to Norman, and Norman said, use this song. He'd love to hear it again. So we'll try to have Norman hear this all the way in Australia, where it's about what time the next day? Something. Okay. And God said yes, 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 said yes to the world once more, said yes with a cosmic roar, said open the other door, said yes, 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 yes. And don't be surprised if your kids get up and help you dance. Take it, band! Woo! And God said yes, 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 said yes to the world once more, said yes with a cosmic roar, said open that other door. Yes, 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 yes
Go in peace. Serve the God of yes.